Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, with iOS 14 last year, Apple introduced a new ratings and photo system for points of interest in Apple Maps that was built entirely by Apple itself and not relying on third-party services. This system and features are now being fully rolled out to users in the United States. Apple Maps has always relied on third-party platforms such as Foursquare, Yelp, and TripAdvisor to show reviews of a place in the map. While this came with the benefit of having access to thousands of existing reviews from these services, users had to download other applications to submit their own reviews and to view full details. This is something that Apple started to change with the introduction of iOS 14 in 2022, introducing its own solution for reviews in the Apple Maps application. At first, this feature was only available in certain countries in Europe, Asia, and Latin America, but this week Apple's own system of ratings and reviews for points of interest is finally available in the United States. Apple is using a thumbs up or thumbs down system for these reviews, with questions asking users whether they recommend the place, its products, and its services. Apple is also providing users an option to upload a photo of the place of business, but unfortunately there is still no option to write a full text review using Apple's new system. But you'll still have to jump out to Yelp to read full details about a specific business. In other news today, as the expected September Apple event approaches, more rumors and leaks about the upcoming products set to be announced are starting to emerge. Today, a new report says that the Apple Watch Series 7 will come in two new sizes, at 41mm and 45mm. This would represent the second change of the Apple Watch display size since 2018, when Apple introduced a 30% larger screen with the Apple Watch Series 4. The original Apple Watch was available in 38mm and 42mm sizes. Then with the Series 4, that changed to 40mm and 44mm. So if this leak turns out to be correct, we're looking at another increase in screen size to 41mm and 45mm. Something that's important to note is that this is referring to the size of the Apple Watch display. So the actual physical size of the Apple Watch body is expected to stay the same, but because the Apple Watch Series 7 is expected to feature thinner display bezels, Apple can fit larger displays in the same size form factor. This also means that the Apple Watch Series 7 will still work with your existing Apple Watch bands. The Apple Watch Series 7 is expected to be introduced sometime in September alongside the iPhone 13. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a new application for iPhone and Apple Watch from Fun Media, the creators of many other popular applications such as Calorie and Waterminder. Fitness View is an all-new application that takes data from your Apple Watch and the Apple Health application and makes it easy to drill down into more detail about that data, including trends, goals, heart rate graphs, and much more. You can configure goals for every statistic in the Settings tab of the application, including things like steps, calories, caffeine, and more. One of my favorite features of Fitness View is the Workouts tab that shows all of your recent Apple Health workouts, with details on things like heart rate through the warm-up, fat burn, cardio, and peak stages of the workout. Fitness View also features a dedicated application for Apple Watch, support for home screen widgets on your iPhone, and so much more. You can get started with Fitness View today to take your Apple Watch and Apple Health data to the next level by hitting the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, a new report offers new details on what to expect from the upcoming 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros powered by Apple Silicon. The report says, quote, "It's comforting to note that both MacBook Pros that are coming this fall will have the same chip and the same performance. It's definitely a win for those who would opt for the smaller size." So the report is referring to the 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, both using the same M1X processor on the inside. But with that being said, the 14-inch MacBook Pro is expected to be more expensive than its 13-inch predecessor. The report says that the 14-inch will have a notable price increase over the current 13-inch because of the new mini LED display technology and the M1X processor on the inside. The existing M1 model of the 13-inch MacBook Pro starts at $1,299, while the Intel version starts at $1,799. The 14-inch M1X MacBook Pro will likely come in at a higher price than that $1,799. The new MacBook Pros are expected to hit shelves sometime between September to November, with a mini LED display, an SD card slot, HDMI port, and other changes. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.